the Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
24/7.
Job has come through a catastrophic moment. He has lost all of his children. He has lost all of his critters. And he doesn't know what's going to happen. He questions why he's going through. It's all right to question. There's no sin in questioning. He could have done without these three friends. But Elihu comes. Verse 14, now he has not directed his words against me. Neither will I answer him with your speech. In other words, Job didn't even talk to me because I'm young. And I'm not even going to answer what you said. The Bible said they were amazed and stopped talking. Everybody needs an Elihu to shut up the mouths of other people. He said, when I had waited, he's standing there waiting. He said, I will answer my part and I will show my opinion. For I am full of matter. The spirit within me constrains me. In other words, this is about ready to explode in me. I got your answer, baby. I'm going to tell you why you're going through. He said, my belly is as wine which has no vent. It's ready to burst like new bottles. I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer. Let me not, I pray you, accept anybody's person. Neither let me give flattering titles unto man. For I know not how to give flattering titles. For in so doing, my maker would soon take me away. God! Don't lift anybody. He comes to the startling realization that Job's problems were ordained of God. And if they are ordained of God, then you only have one recourse. Wait and see what God does. Wait and see what God does. Since you know your life is hid with Christ, since you know his thoughts towards you are always good, since you know he's ultimately in control, what has come on you has been ordained by God. Then wait and see what God does. Watch. After Elihu is finished talking, it takes us all the way down to chapter 38. Listen to what he says in 37. Chapter 37, verse 14. Hearken unto this, O Job. Listen, he's talking to Job now. He says, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Do you know when God disposed them and caused the light of his cloud to shine? Do you know the balancing of the clouds, the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? How your garments are warm when he quieted the earth by the soft south wind? Hast thou with him spread out the sky which is strong? He said, what do you mean the sky is strong? Because it can hold the planets and the stars. He says, as a molten looking glass. Teach us then what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. In other words, don't talk to God when you don't know what you're talking about. He said, shall it be told him that I speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. And now men see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passes and cleanseth them. Fair weather cometh out of the north. With God is terrible majesty. Touching the Almighty, we can't figure him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment, in plenty of justice. And listen to this, He will not afflict. He will test, but he won't break. Whatever you're going through is not designed to break you. It's designed to build you. There is a dessert, an Italian dessert called tiramisu. And some of you like tiramisu. And you eat tiramisu. How many of you eat tiramisu? You know what tiramisu means? Tiramisu, there's a meaning for that word. Pull me up. Because it's so rich in carbohydrates, it gives you a rush. You eat tiramisu, it pulls you up. So whatever God is doing in your life is tiramisu. He's pulling you up. Pulling you to a place where you don't fall just because stuff is taken away. He does not break you down. Men do therefore fear him. He respects not any that are wise of heart. In other words, God has nothing to do with self-righteous people who think they have all the answers. Now, when Elihu finishes chapter 38, the Lord starts talking. We've come from chapter 3 all the way down to 38, and God was silent and sent the youngest person, the most obscure person, to set them up for the divine interrogation. All God said was, who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Who's running off their mouth and don't know what they're talking about? Come on, God, put it in ghetto speak. When we get to the 42nd chapter, it said, then Job answers the Lord and said, I know that you can do everything and that no thought can be withholden from you. Who is he that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not. Forgive me, Father. I talked about stuff I had no knowledge of. Things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Hear, I beseech you, and I will speak. I will demand of you and declare thou of me. I have heard you by the hearing of the ear. But now my eyes see you. I recognize now that I ain't as bad as I thought. That what's happening to me has nothing to do with me, but everything to do with you. He said, wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. There it is. When your view is skewed and God shows you him, you must repent. And it was so that after the Lord spoke these words to Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz, my wrath is kindled against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job has. Therefore, take unto you 7 bullocks, 7 rams, and go to Job, and offer up sacrifices for yourself. And my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept. Look at there. Joseph prays for his tormentors. Job's about to pray for his. See, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes his enemies be at peace. God is literally telling Eliphaz that if Job doesn't pray for you, I won't forgive you. He says, for him I will accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that you have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. So Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar went and did according as the Lord commanded them. The Lord accepted Job. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. Remember, he started with everything, went down to nothing. Now look at this. Turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave him twice as much as he had before. Then came all his brothers and sisters, and they feasted with him in his home, consoling him for all his sorrow, comforting him because of the trials the Lord had brought upon him. And each of them brought him a gift of money. Anybody mad at me? He says, and a gold ring. So the Lord blessed Job at the end of his life more than at the beginning. Remember, the scripture said he started out with 7,000 sheep. He now has 14,000. He had 3,000 camels. He now has 6,000 camels. He had 500 teams of oxen. He now has 1,000 team of oxen. He had 500 female donkeys. He now has 1,000 female donkeys. Then it says God also gave him 7 more sons and 3 more daughters. It don't mention the wife. Like Moses, when Moses' first wife, Zephra, refused to cut the foreskin off their boy, God's hands were on Moses to kill him. She ran off to cut off the foreskin and threw it at Moses' feet, called him a bloody husband, and the hand of the Lord came off Moses. Right after that, you heard no more about Zephra. All you heard later was that he married a Cushite woman. Zipporah was no longer there. He had a new woman because the old one came between him and God. I would suspect that Job's first wife, because of the words she said and not understanding God, God gave him 7 more sons and 3 more daughters. And I believe he gave him a new woman. Because when your view is changed, it's very difficult to come back to that place. That's why relationships end. Because when you cannot continue what you started, the person becomes disillusioned. And they begin to pull away. And there's nothing you can do because they're holding on to what you were. That's right. That's right. Never present what you can't maintain. Jesus. It's better to hold back a little than give everything up front.
That's right.
Either you're Joseph or you're Job. But either way, you're going to come out. And either way, you're going to be blessed.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
2417P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, we are healed. Join us for Good Friday and Resurrection Day services as we commemorate the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Good Friday service begins Friday, April 14th at 1 o'clock p.m. Resurrection Day services are Sunday, April 16th at 6 o'clock a.m. and 10 o'clock a.m. So come and worship the Lord with us, for Jesus has risen.